Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode.
Hey, everyone. This is our inaugural episode.
I'm Tara.
And I'm Karen. And today's episode is on embarkation. And I really feel that we are embarking on a mission of sharing love here in this podcast.
But before we dive into this episode, you're probably wondering, who are we? Well, I'm Tara. And when I think about myself, it's not about where I've been or what I've done. It's truly about who I am and who I define myself as. I'm a wife, a mother, a sister, a daughter, and in that order, very intentionally, because that's how I prioritize everything in my life. I'm a wife first, but at the foundation of everything that I am, I'm a daughter. Every day, I'm striving to be more and more what I'm learning is a Proverbs 31 woman. That'll probably be a whole nother episode. But Basically, a woman of character.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You
so
definitely are.
I'm rooted and confident, quite a bit sassy, a lifelong learner. To wrap up who I am and how I define myself, I'd like to quote the great Maya Angelou and say, I'm a woman. Phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me.
That is spot on, folks. Tara is one of the most grounded and direct people that I've had the privilege of meeting, and I've learned so much from her. I am Karen. I am hilarious and silly. And I have a joyful dancing energy about me. I am a mother of two. I am a friend. I am a sister and a soul sister to many. And I am a daughter. I am a coach. I'm a messenger. I am music. I am words. And I am enough.
We wanted to share everything that we've learned on our journey thus far, not just with each other, but with our listeners as well. Karen and I met in a coffee shop here in Durham, Coco Cinnamon. I was led to reach out to Karen with a desire to help two other very special people in my life. And I thought, who else other than my soul sister Karen to help me help them? As conversations go, 30 minutes turned into an hour, turned into 2 hours.
We came in thinking we were going to talk about a session, like a healing session, like
absolutely,
a vocal sound healing session for your special people. And we came out as podcast makers.
And at no point in that coffee shop conversation were we like, oh no, should we do this? Why would we want to do this? Who are we to do this? It was just, oh, okay.
It was like capital yes the entire
we got
way.
This. It's like capital Y, capital E, capital S.
We're doing capital this. Capital yes.
Capital yes. We're doing capital yes all the way. We did capital yes, you guys.
Capital yes.
So yeah, we understand and recognize the value of being closer to who you truly are. Just how impactful that would be in the world when everyone is closer to who they were originally designed and created to be, the world would be a much better place.
Mm. All right. Now, tell me about this word, Tara.
Yeah. So let's talk about embarkation.
Is that a word, everyone?
It's a real word. It's a real word.
Embarkation.
Embarkation.
I had to look it up. Yeah.
You did?
I was like, that sounds made up.
It's a made up word like, say, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. No, you guys, it's real. And for me, I usually associate that word with cruise ship boarding. So embarkation is defined as the act, process, or instance of embarking. But let's dig a little bit deeper into the second definition by Merriam-Webster.
Mm.
To make a start.
Oh, man.
Which is what we're asking ourselves to do and everyone else listening to this. To make a start.
That's just four words. To make a start. It's so simple to say, and
it's really a big word though. Embarkation.
It's a big word. To make a start though, the meaning is so simple, and it stops people in their tracks though.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Make a start to what? For what? To where?
Where? Where are we
well,
going?
You know, inward.
Mm-hmm.
Diving deep inside, and it's a beautiful, joyful experience and journey. It's not anything to fear, right? We so often have this idea that change and growing is uncomfortable,
right?
And you know, I guess there is an element that might be discomfort, but it's only because you've been there for so long,
right?
And it's really just new, but in fact it's not new at all.
It's not new at all. And I think part of starting on this journey back home, back to your true self, like there will be moments when it's a little bit uncomfortable. But if you're not a little bit uncomfortable, you're not growing.
Nature just rolls. And it's so important for us to get into that mindset, right? We do, as humans, get to choose, right? We get to decide. We've got these amazing computer brains, and for all of the innovation and magic and technology and all of the things that our brains have created,
mm-hmm.
they also super loopers. They like to loop, and they definitely like to loop things that keep us in our place because that's familiar,
mm-hmm.
and our ego is flipping out when we decide to sort of grow and change and try new things. And unless you walk through that fear and get to the other side of it, you'll always be on this side of it, right?
Yeah. So with choosing to start this journey, there's something that awakens in you when you do that. There's like a yearning to continue growing, to continue learning, to continue doing more, and to continue being the best, most authentic version of yourself. Hopefully our listeners are being infused with a little bit of that joy and just pure satisfaction taking that journey to their authentic selves.
And you're right. It is a decision to come back to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's a decision to unlearn or unremember all of those grooves in the record that got made through all of those years. And it starts, you know, in childhood for all of us. And, you know, those ideas, those remembrances, those stories, those beliefs are not necessarily based in, well, they're not based in love, and they're potentially not even based in reality.
Yeah.
You can have an experience happen in front of 10 people and then ask them what their perception was, and you will get 10 different answers.
Mm-hmm.
But we can create new pathways and new stories just by opening up to the idea that there is so much more to us
mm-hmm.
than we realize. We are these expansive, endless beings, and we pigeonhole ourselves.
Right. We do. When you say expansive beings, it reminds me of like science because, you know, everything is science. And we're like these mini cosmos in and of ourselves. We're ever expanding, ever growing every day, little by little, in tiny increments, we're changing. And hopefully it's for the better.
Right, right. I love that image of, you know, I think about the Milky Way and all of the stars and the galaxies and everything expanding. Science is supporting that. Everything is growing and expanding. And then so it makes sense that we too are growing and expanding, or at least that's our natural inherent nature. And we are the same energy. We are matter mm-hmm. is energy. And our bodies and our souls and our beings are energy, just like this table is energy.
Yes.
And just like, you know, that light and your dog and all of the things, right? It's all energy. And energy is changeable.
Mm-hmm.
And energy changes form, but it never goes away.
No. Another science fact, energy is neither created nor destroyed.
Yeah. All emotion is energy, and emotions need to be processed.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't learn, or if you aren't modeled, if you don't understand how to process emotions from a young age, then you're going to be naturally sort of keeping it in, and because it becomes scary. It becomes like when you're a little kid, you're like, anger is so big and scary. And, you know, and there's just things that you don't understand. And so things become bigger. But then you get into this cycle of not ever processing emotions, the ones that we consider the dark, right? The shadow right, emotions, the right? But they're just as important as the others. I mean, you can't have shadow without light and vice versa. You know, it's a celebration. Life is a celebration. Life
Absolutely.
Is a dance. And, you know, I feel like if you're not seeing the joy and having the gratitude, that's also something that happens, right? Like you realize in a lot of moments, like, oh my goodness, I have it so good. And the moments that have passed, let them go.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to regret, nothing to feel guilt or shame about. We have this moment. And it's great to look to the future and set goals and have ideas, but this moment.
I stepped into this month intentionally because, you know, I'm big on intentions. Like if something's on my brain, I'm going to try my best to do it.
110%.
But I stepped into this month in particular with a different mindset on intentions. I know I'm going to do big things. And it's like, oh, well, I don't have time to do X, Y, Z. I don't have time to work out. I don't have time to, you know, do the regular 9-to-5. I don't have time to be the wife. And then something shifted. And I was like, well, yes, I do. I just have to be intentional about how I spend my time.
Yes.
And it's
intention is everything, right?
So much for me. Again, I was already big on intentions, but now like putting it into deeper practice, it's like, oh, well, I have time for this and I have time for these friends and I have time to work out and I have time to do this. I didn't create more time.
Right. It's what it is.
Right. I just made the most of the time that I do have.
Right. And it's so interesting how when we tell ourselves even something as simple as I don't have time, I don't have time, then all of a sudden you're rushing around like a chicken.
You don't have time.
And you don't have time.
Right.
But if you say, oh, I've got time.
I've got time.
Oh, I'm going to do this and this and I've got time. And you don't like get highly anxious about it and you don't try to control everything, then you got all the time in the world.
All the time in the world.
In this moment. I love that. I love that so much. Intention.
Mm-hmm.
Paying attention with intention.
I love that.
That's the secret sauce, I feel like.
Absolutely.
Right? Like it's awareness. I'm noticing and I'm intentionally choosing or deciding this is how I want to feel, especially. Right? It's not so much even about do or have.
It's how do you feel?
How do you feel? How does that make you feel? Like, where do you feel that in your body? That idea, what is something that brings you joy and where do you feel it in your body? When you think of going to dance class,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm going to take salsa lessons. All of these things, like, it gets me so excited. And so excitement and joy, that is also our true nature.
That's one of those things because you see kids and they get so excited about what we as adults, conditioned adults, think is just like little things. Oh, you got me a cupcake? They're very
right.
excited.
The super
tiniest
excited.
Things. And it's like returning to that childlike nature.
Right. That sense of innocence.
That wonder.
Like the wonder, the curiosity.
Wonder. Yeah. It's something
yes.
special about that. Well, as we talk about getting back into our body.
Oh, that's a beautiful,
nice
beautiful segue, Tara.
Yes. Speaking of getting back into our body, one thing that we are going to do on every episode is
have
a song and dance break. So,
is it time?
It's time. As my motivational desk calendar declared just a few weeks ago, there are few worries in this world that can't be calmed by dancing.
Oh, yeah.
You want to introduce our song?
Yes, this is a song that I discovered in the last, 6 months, and it immediately got added to my personal Empower Flow playlist. It's a song called Super Bloom, and the band is Mr. Wives. Why don't you just dance with us a little bit here? Let's do it.
Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
How I love that song so
it's
much.
Such a good song. It feels so good. Oh, really? We're all blooming.
We're all blooming.
We're all
that's
blooming.
That's what it is. We're all in super bloom mode.
Good stuff. Okay, so now that we've gotten into our bodies, had a little bit of a cardio break.
Ooh, I feel good.
This part of the podcast, I am affectionately calling the QOTD, the question
Q-O-T-D.
Of the day. Today's question, since we're on a journey, thought it would be appropriate for this first episode, the first QOTD, to ask, what word would you use to identify the journey back to yourself?
I think you should definitely answer that question.
All right. So
I'm going to think on that.
All right. As this question came to me, a word came to me, and the word that I thought described the journey back to myself was recover.
I feel that.
There was something about that that didn't sit quite well in how I wanted my journey to be defined. So right. I was like, let me keep digging. And then one morning I was sitting at my desk getting ready to start my workday, and my inspirational playlist was still going, and a song came on and the name of the song. And I was like, oh, that's my word. It's not recovery. It's close, but it's a bit more positive. And that word is revival. So
that's a joyous word,
right? Isn't it though? It's like it's just word. It's like so positive.
Do
for all
whatever.
Of the things.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's the word. Like, I don't know why that's the word. I think I know what the word means, but let me see what the people say that the word means. So I dug out my dictionary, not a real paper dictionary.
Yeah, I picture you actually flipping
that
through
would
like
be
that,
great.
That huge dictionary,
the
like
big
in
blue
elementary
dictionary
school.
That yeah. you're just going in. Oh my God. So I pulled out my phone and typed in the word revival, and the New Oxford American Dictionary definitions mostly fit very well. The first, an improvement in the condition or strength of something. Check. A new production of an old play or similar work. Check. A restoration to bodily or mental vigor, life or consciousness, or to sporting success. Check, check.
Wow. Yeah. Right. Connecting with the
soul. Coming
back
to myself.
Yeah.
Going back home, back to who I was always designed to be. So it's no longer recovery or recover. It's a revival.
And that, to me, is such a good word for you, because you are a celebration in human form. Like, you are just so beautifully generous and kind and positive, and you are a person who just, you help so many people without probably even knowing it necessarily.
Right.
Like, you bring people in.
And the thing about it is, like, once I've decided, and it's when I decide, you're my person.
Yeah.
You can't really get out of it unless I decide that you're out of it. Like you're in now. You're on the inner circle. You're in. And I mean,
yeah.
And then we're going to be
no
ghost friends.
And then we're going to be stars live right next door.
And then we're just going to be supernovas together. Like, we are growing and evolving together. I couldn't imagine being anything other than a source of inspiration, because I know when I needed inspiration, there were those women that were there for me.
Yes.
That served as beacons, as guides, as it were, without intentionally being a guide.
Right. And that is so important, and something that our culture doesn't like overtly acknowledge, but, you know, the idea of like community and wisdom keepers.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, the elders.
Yes.
Right. Who people who have, you know, even if they're younger than us, have more experience or wisdom in a particular area. It's not coincidence that you cross paths with this person and they give you exactly what you need.
When you need it.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time.
Unbelievable. No, believable. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh,
so what's your word, Karen?
So you're going to bring me to my word
I
now.
I am.
Well, I too had a first word.
My first words were?
My first word was opening. And then I thought, well, that's not really comprehensive enough. My journey is definitely an opening of my heart. Like, no doubt, that is what this lifetime is about. I came into the world a little perplexed with humans. didn't build a whole lot of faith and trust in them. And then sort of just proceeded to close down my heart and wrap it up in barbed wire. And
got to protect that
all
thing.
All the stuff. Got to protect
very
it.
Very precious.
It was the only thing I had. So So opening to me feels like what I've been doing since I became aware that I wasn't open in my heart. Which was like a whole other story for another day.
Yes.
Then it morphed into this word, because this word to me speaks of growth and expansion, evolution. The word is awakening.
Yeah.
The word is awakening. I'm like, that's what I've been doing. Mm-hmm. I've been waking up this whole time. I've been waking up. I've finally been listening and waking up to, like you said, the pure beauty and essence of who I am, of who I was made to be. And it's so liberating, and it's so joyful, and it's so beautiful. And it's not to say there aren't challenges, because we do. We're still in human form. Mm-hmm. There's going to be challenges, right? But to me, those challenges now are an opportunity to learn.
What am I learning in this moment?
Yes.
What is this teaching me?
Yeah, like instead of saying, why did this happen to me? I think it was Simon Sinek said this. Ask, why did this happen for me?
Mm. One tiny little words, just a slight shift in there.
Yeah.
From two to four.
Right. It helps you
go from
victim to hero, or however you want to look at it. Right? Like you are empowered to use that as a momentum.
Yeah.
To move on to the next step of what I consider spiraling consciousness, right? Like we're all sort of like waking up to this, oh, wait, I'm more than I thought I was. And, you know, for some people, they can call it a spiritual path.
Right.
But it's an awakening. And so that's my word.
Absolutely. An awakening.
Because I feel like I've been waking up.
I like that, shifting it from two to four, taking back your power in that moment. And when you're in those situations that are a bit more challenging than others, a little on the rainy days, if you shift from two to four, you're going to learn something.
It's that idea that we're talking about paying attention, right? What are you going to pay attention to? Like, are you going to pay attention to like the circumstances and the negative characteristics and the drag of what just happened?
Right.
Or are you going to look at us like, why? What
I
learn?
What am I supposed to get out of this?
Yeah, what do I take from this? Because I can guarantee you that, and some are not easy, I'm not saying that, some are more painful than others, but always, 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 like, what can I learn?
Yeah. And it's not just about yourself, about other people too. What is this teaching me about myself, or how am I growing in this moment, but also what am I learning about this other person?
Mm. Yes. It's the foundation for relationship with self, relationship with others,
yes,
relationship with the world, relationship with a higher power, all of the relationships.
Yes. We were speaking 20 years ago, that probably was very accurate. Mm. I most definitely was in recovery 20 years ago, because I was trying to fit myself into a mold that someone else designed for me.
Right. And that's never a good fit.
It never, ever, ever works out. So I was like, all right, well, I've had enough of that. Play that role for a little while. Did not work. Didn't like it. Don't want to do it again. Thank you. Goodbye. Yeah.
This is how she speaks all the time.
All
the time. I love it. She's just
all
so like, and this is how it was.
And that's how it was. And that's what it is. But yeah.
Love it.
As we think about our shifts in words, I would be very curious to see, read, hear, learn what words our listeners have.
Ooh, yes.
Wherever you find this podcast, let us know what your word is, or what your word was in the journey.
And what it moved into. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give yourself a few days to sit with it.
And then as you are sitting and identifying your word, pay attention to the connotations associated with the word that you choose. That'll tell you a lot about where you are on your journey back home to yourself.
Right, because, mindset is everything. The way you look at something, we were just talking about perception, right?
Mm-hmm.
People can perceive things very differently. And I think, you know, the thing I love about embarkation, right, embarking on this journey, is that, you know, creative energy, creativity that created you and me and all the things, right, intended to bring forth its love. It didn't intend to bring forth pain and fear and negativity.
Right.
The bottom line is, it intended to bring forth love in the form of you, right? And you don't have to justify you or validate you. You don't have to jump through hoops, jump hurdles. Just the fact that you're here, that you exist, that you are, that you be, that is enough. And remembering that and loving yourself as that changes everything, in my opinion.
And as we're speaking, I felt, you know, this is a time to probably thank you for your role in helping usher me back to my creative spirit. It was one of those things that I put in a box and I would take it out whenever I needed it. But now, as we embark on this journey together, the creative energy that is, was, and will always be, I found it again.
Mm.
It's like, oh, I love this.
It's expressing like, as you through you,
Yes, I love this. It's like a return to the words, to the feelings, to all of the original things that are me. And it's just like, oh, thank you so much. Because it would have taken me a long time to get here on my own.
Oh, well, I'm happy to serve then. I'm so glad I impacted your life in that way. Because, yeah, you are. I mean, we are all creative beings, right? We're all creativity. And when we, and it doesn't matter how we apply it. I'm not talking about being an artist, a visual artist.
I cannot
artist
draw. Right. Mm-hmm. It is not good. It is. What I see in my brain and what comes out on the paper.
It's like a kindergartner, my drawing.
It might be a toddler just learning to hold a crayon because it does. What's in my brain does not come out. But if you wanted me to write it and describe it, I got you.
Yeah.
Covered 100%.
I think that's the thing about this, too, is we both love words so much, and we both love them as a vehicle, right? A means of expressing what we're feeling and how we want someone to feel also, and how, you know, how we want to connect with the world. That's the other word, too. That's
connection.
A good word. Connection. It's about connection, like reconnecting, connecting with yourself, with the truth of who you are, so that that can ripple outward.
You ripple help effects.
Yeah, like you help other, you connect with other people, and then you help other people, and then it just keeps going.
Yeah.
Keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the ocean.
I love it.
I am the wave, and I am the ocean, right? That notion that we are the individual, and we are the whole.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That feels right.
That is right.
Yeah. Well, I'm just so psyched that we're doing this because it's been a long time coming.
We've been patient. We had to get through a pandemic, go through a few things, live a little bit more life, and then here we are. We here for you, for each other. More on that, y'all. It's not for embarkation. That's like down the line.
Oh yeah, we've got so many ideas, it's funny. We got goosebumps. We got chills. Like. Half dozen or more times in our initial conversation when we realized that that's what the universe wants us to be doing right now is having this podcast together and sort of shining some light and sharing some love. And as soon as we realized it just everything started falling in place, and we've got, you know, there's just the creative juices are flowing.
We were goosebumping, y'all.
Goosebumping.
Goosebumping.
That's gotta be.
Word. It's a word now.
It's a word. That's a word.
Yeah. I mean, nouns can become verbs, right? Like
100%.
Just googly. That's
right. Exactly. Google was a company, and now it's
a verb.
It's
you
a
do
verb.
A thing.
It's an action.
We don't say look it up. Like, mm-mm. So we were goosebumping in the coffee shop.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good. Mm.
All right. So I feel like, you know, this is a natural time to shift to our wrap up. We hope, you know, that something that we said today sparks something good in you.
Oh, I want to add my quote for this. So, you know, Tara's going to probably come up with a question of the day, and then one or the other of us is going to add some quotes and some like book references and all the things that have helped us on our journey and lifted us up. So I read a quote by Michelle Obama. This was in her book, Becoming. And she says, I had nothing or I had everything. It depends on which way you want to tell it.
Perspective matters.
Perspective matters. Mindset matters, right? Mm-hmm. 100%.
Thank you, Auntie Shell.
Yes. She's amazing. She's beautiful. So I guess I'll wrap it up here.
Sounds good.
That's our time for today, my friend. We're so glad that you could join us. And take good care. Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.